Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, Christian patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Yeah, right, well, upside the head.
Upside the head is right. And, you know, typically we're all about, you know, dragging the commies out, right? Mm-hmm. And giving them the good hard whiffling that they need. However, there comes a point that we're at right now where the news starts to be overwhelming. Where, you know, I mean, yeah. We're used to the era where if you address a problem, you can get it fixed.
Right.
Right? Where if you can bring something to the light, get people to admit it, you can fix it and things get better and you move on, right?
Right.
And so this is a unique era. This is something where it's gone from a ping pong effect of one thing one day that's bad, another thing another day that's bad, to an absolute flood, a waterfall. It's turned into,
yes,
the flood has turned into a waterfall of bad news. And so what we kind of would like to do a little bit is start reminding people of the good news of the gospel.
Yes.
Right?
Because, absolutely.
Because that is what we're told to do. Remember that our joy does not come from the world. Our joy doesn't come from anything, any material possession. It doesn't come from good gas prices. You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
Of course, we're all happy at the pump if the prices of gas are cheap. But what I'm saying is our joy does not come from the world. Our joy comes from the Lord.
And Jesus, after listing all of these horrible, horrific things that are going to come in the end times,
yep,
he said, but be of good cheer, for
right,
I have overcome the world.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, it's tragic what happened in Israel. But we do know that God's got his hand on that country. They are going to prevail.
That's
whoever
right
comes against them, they're going to get the smackdown, like what we're seeing right now.
That's right.
So, it, you know, and it is also bringing some other, we'll get to the word of the day early today, but my wiffle bat is aimed right at Black Lives Matter.
Oh, definitely.
Identifying, yep, themselves as being in full support of
Palestinians,
terrorists.
That's right.
Yep. And they've clearly made it known that they are the enemy of Americanism and morality and all the things that we care about, which we already knew that. But this, it finally just does it. They have aligned themselves with terrorists.
That's right. And so, yeah, we will get to that after,
yep,
the word of the day. And yeah, we've still got it coming, but we are going to have to limit the amount of water coming down from the waterfall.
Yeah.
And seriously, because this is the chaos, time for chaos, right?
Right.
You know, and this isn't even as bad as it's supposed to get in the Great Tribulation. I mean,
this is nothing.
This is nothing compared to what's coming. And so
this is the good old days compared to that.
Right. And so we need to know for our own situational awareness. We need to be aware, but we also need to unplug. And so be sure to limit the amount of the waterfall that comes into your house, that comes,
yeah,
into your visual, into your audio, just every way that you can limit it, or at least put it to a bare minimum while still being aware.
Yeah. And don't be like the little bird with your beak wide open, you know, under the waterfall.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. Because, yeah, because that will not serve anybody well.
Oh, and you'll end up sinking into despair. We need to understand our enemy, know our enemy,
that's
know
right
what we're up against, know what we have to do. and not be completely immersed in it, where
where
it just leads to despair.
It does. And in fact, Israel is warning people of the same thing, that Hamas is getting ready to post all of these live videos of executions, of horrific executions,
and to
not view them because they're meant to be psychological warfare.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's that aspect as well. And so that is a way to weaken their enemy, and they know it.
Yeah.
And so what we want to do is remain strong in the word. Remember that our joy, our strength is the joy of the Lord.
Right.
Right. Where if we focus all of our thoughts on the truth, on God's word, on the good news, then when the enemy comes against us, that we are in our strong space.
Yes.
And they will not have a chance. They will not stand a chance.
Yeah, you need to have strong footing.
That's right.
Sure.
You need to make sure that your intake of the gospel at this point is much, much higher than any of your other intake.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, lots to talk about today, and lots to wiffle bat, but let's get to the word of the day. Today, what does the Lord have for us?
Well, that's right. As you know, we're doing the series that God pointed out to me last Sabbath, about does he have favorites? And if so, who are they? What are the characteristics of those people that he tends to shed favor upon?
Right.
Well, and so far we've covered that, through different scripture, he largely focuses on people who are a blessing to others.
Yes, you know, those who have humility and a contrite heart.
That's right. And who fear him. And so the word of the day that came from that study for Wifflebout Wednesday comes to us from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 30 and 35, which read, "Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed."
Ooh.
And verse 35 says, "Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever." And that's it. Hmm. And so two very interesting prospects there, you know, of people that he favors. He will honor those who honor him.
Yes.
And those who despise him will only be lightly esteemed. And so even at that point, if you despise him, he doesn't turn around and despise you back. I mean, I think it takes quite a while for paradidomy to happen, where God actually says, "That's it, you've done it, and now I'm going to help you run away from me. I'm going to push you."
We are so blessed that he is long-suffering.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, and then in verse 35, where he says that the priest that he favors is going to do according to what is in God's heart and in God's mind.
Yes.
And so those are the people that he sheds favor upon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, well, what's in his heart, what's in his mind? There we have it with Jesus, right?
That's right.
Follow in his ways. Love always wins. Love is the answer. Just ask God.
That's right. And we want God's favor. That's why we're going through this week.
That's right.
You know, what sets those apart that God showed a special favor toward?
Right.
And what were the characteristics? And then we start working toward achieving those type of characteristics.
Right.
You know, and they don't come natural to all of us. So,
well, they don't come natural to 99% of the people
out there.
And you know, something came to mind yesterday, just out of the blue, while I was thinking about this. You know, all of humanity being given the choice, first of all, of how they would conduct their lives, whether they would love God or not. And I was reflecting upon how long suffering he is to have to endure that. And it occurred to me that we are young compared to God. We are very young. You know, he
is one way of putting it.
He is considered the Ancient of Days.
Yeah.
And no wonder he knows all. I mean, if somebody is the Ancient of Days, they have existed forever. They have always existed.
Yes.
Right? They've never not existed.
Well, and
that is a long, long time for him to have figured all this stuff out. And so for him to know that each of us, each generation is given just this short lifespan to understand things.
And, oh, it's a vapor.
And he can give us his word, but we're still just young compared to how much he knows, how long he's been around. And so it was just kind of a cool perspective that popped into my head that we are just young, and no wonder he is able to be so long suffering.
Well, and I mean, everything besides him that exists was created by him.
Right.
I mean, he conceived of it all. He's the master designer. And so he's infinitely more of everything.
That's right.
His all of the good characteristics, his knowledge, all of that is incomparable.
That's right. Well, and so
matchless.
You know, right. And he's infinitely fascinating. As we know, he sees all time. And so he knows the outcome ends up being pretty good from this world.
Yes.
You know, otherwise he wouldn't have let us live after he caused the flood.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was when he regretted having made mankind in the first place. When he only saved eight.
That's right.
He only saved eight people off the whole planet. And yet now here we are by the bazillions, you know, who knows how many people, how many human beings have actually lived since the beginning. And so for us to actually be with him in eternity, there has to be quite a few for it to be worthwhile to him, I would imagine.
That's right. We want to be worthwhile. We want to have his favor.
That's right.
And and learn more about him. He is infinitely fascinating. Sure, for sure. The more we learn about him, it's just a really cool journey. So
that's right.
Well, this was a good one, and it reinforces the theme for the week. And what scripture was this? This was 1 Samuel
chapter 2, verses 30 and verses 35.
Okay, 2:30 through 35. Got it. All right, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, well, praise God for that.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get us rapture ready because we want to be out of here, this insane world.
That's right.
But you don't want to be left out of that. Go to JesusAppears.com to learn more and check out all of those resources top to bottom. And stick around. Until then, we'll be back in segment 2 right after these messages.
Would we see more of that, Donald Trump, do you think?
Depends on how you're greeted. But if you're greeted unfairly, you have to be tough and you have to fight. I would like that. I would much prefer that. But it depends on how you're greeted. But I would do, and I say this, our country's in trouble. Something has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, and if we don't have smart leadership, you're going to end up with no world. The world is going to be blown to pieces. We have stupid people now running our country. The world is going to be blown to pieces.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are listener-supported overwhelmingly. So if you would prayerfully consider supporting us to keep us on the air, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can do that. All right, well, Lady Liberty, segment two here on this awesome, what day is it?
Wifflebat Wednesday.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, and so we wanted to give you a quick rundown of the latest developments without going into too terribly much detail, because there's just, like we're saying, too much detail. Okay, so as of the fourth day of the war, October 10th, status update and major events consist of: Israeli death toll now surpasses 1,000. Hamas is pushed out of most settlements around the Gaza Strip except Be'eri Kisufim and Nahal Oz. Hamas carries out sporadic marine landings on the beach of Zikim and assaults the adjacent IDF outpost. Israel approves calling up to 360,000 reservists into the IDF. Relentless bombing campaign of Gaza continues as in the previous days. Israel bombs the Gaza side of the Rafah border, crossing with Egypt, and threatens to target Egyptian aid convoys. Major rocket launches by Hamas towards the Zionist settlement of Ashkelon. Al-Qassam fires a salvo of rockets from Lebanon into the Galilee region, prompting an Israeli response with artillery and white phosphorus on southern Lebanon. Hezbollah targets and destroys an Israeli Zelda M113 APC across the Lebanese border in Salha Avivim. And Israeli Apache helicopters strike Hezbollah observation posts in retaliation. And IDF mistakes members of the Israeli police for Hamas members in Ashdod, leading to a friendly fire incident with several killed, unfortunately. The Israeli-occupied Golan Heights are struck by mortar fire from Syria, prompting IDF artillery to fire at unidentified targets in the vicinity of the Syrian town of Kenitra. And so that's a quick rundown on all the updates.
Yeah, so as Amir Sarfati was concerned, it's true now that they are being attacked on three fronts in Israel.
Right.
And by the way, I just saw an update. The number now has surpassed 1,200 Israelis dead. And of course, they're still expecting that number to go up because they're finding more bodies all the time. And so, you know, we'll see. But, you know, here's something that's concerning me. We've already got the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier group over there. They're talking about sending another one, the Eisenhower, and the USS George Washington carrier just left Virginia, as well as the Prince of Wales Queen Elizabeth class aircraft carrier, which also just left Norfolk, Virginia. So we've got some updates with our southern border and how vulnerable we are there, while they're sending our critical carrier groups. Now the 101st Airborne just got deployed, got mobilized. They're going to be heading to Lebanon. So while our southern border is wide open, our military is stretched thin, and we're sending the cream of the crop over to the Middle East.
Right.
So that puts us in a very vulnerable situation, combined with what's going on the southern border with the infiltration of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of potential militants.
That's right. And so I'm concerned, thinking, well, so if this is happening in Israel and Hamas is horribly attacking the Jewish people, the unarmed civilians, and we've got all the Palestinians, supporters over here in America, and we're seeing all of Black Lives Matter, all of Antifa, all the typical communists supporting Palestine, right?
Yes.
That doesn't even exist. The Palestinians living in Israel, basically. And so there was one posting here that showed the Palestinians in the United States proudly showing the police the massacres committed by the terrorists.
Right.
These are the people in America.
That's
showing
right.
them these atrocities. And these atrocities also include Hamas beheading Jewish babies.
Up to 40 of them discovered yes. beheaded.
Yes. And these were babies in their homes.
Yep.
And whole families killed in their beds. And these are the kind of attacks that are happening there. And they said that the Israeli soldiers are having to counsel each other because they've never even come close to seeing anything as horrific as what they've seen.
That's right.
And so these are the people, these pro-Palestinian people here in the United States are bragging about these attacks over there.
Yes.
And showing them to police in these rallies where they're gathering and they're all celebratory and
yes.
and happy and pointing at these disgusting graphic videos.
Right.
And
boasting
so,
about the deaths of innocent people.
That's right.
Men, women, and children.
And so we have a clip here because I was wondering, okay, so is anybody in Congress addressing this at all? Like this is such a huge threat to our nation at this point with however many tens, if not hundreds of thousands, millions even. We've had over 11 million unknown people cross our border in the past 2.5 years.
Well, not to mention the 20 million that came in the years before.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, are they setting up any kind of preemptive arresting type situations where they know these are dangerous groups of people, these sleeper cells? Are they starting to arrest any of these people just to keep the nation safe, you know, maybe not even to do anything to them other than to just preemptively prevent
them from
doing something horrible in our nation to our people?
Well, all of these people have come here illegally. You have to know who they are and where they are. And our government has failed, absolutely abysmally failed.
But they do know where quite a few of them are. Like, for instance, what we went over yesterday with Unit 910, they know specifically where those people are.
Right.
And so
I read up on all that full, all three parts of that report.
Right.
Very, very illuminating.
Right. Well, so I went to Marjorie Taylor Greene's channel, and she says, close the border with exclamation marks. Impeach Biden, impeach Mayorkas. Our government is using our tax dollars to allow our country to be invaded. Here comes your new neighbors, this group from Syria. So we have this clip here posted by Real America's Voice, who is right down at the border in Lucas, Arizona, because they've changed places for entering the nation. Listen to what he has to say.
Almost all fighting age men, they said over 500 today that came through, big day. And they said the new location where people are coming from, and this is shocking to me because I haven't heard this, is Syria. Big numbers coming to Lukeville, Arizona from Syria. At least 150 fighting age men here right now. They said they took the women and children earlier. They prioritized them. But it's bad, guys. It's really bad. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's just really, really bad. Biden did it. Mayorkas did this. They're not doing anything to stop it.
New round of Biden's recruits coming in.
It's just another of a whole series of reports reporting the same thing. I mean, this is collaboration. I mean, these stories collaborate one another. They corroborate one another. This is corroboration. But, you know, this just came up. CBP, the Border Patrol, reporting to Fox News, thousands from the Middle East arrested at the border. Afghanistan, 6,386. Egypt, 3,100 plus. Iran, 695, Iraq, 123, Jordan, 185, Lebanon, 164, Pakistan, 1613, Syria, 538, Turkey, 30,830, Uzbekistan, 13,624, and from Yemen, 139. Those arrested trying to sneak into the country, and they often say it's just a small fraction of a percent, or up to 1%, do they capture.
Right. And in fact, I have a statement here again from Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, there have been over 1.5 million gotaways since Biden took office. If even 1% are terrorists, that's still 15,000 terrorists in our country, known terrorists in our country. Imagine football games, concerts, festivals, schools, oil refineries, dams, electrical grids, and so many targets that 15,000 could hit, especially when yesterday what we posted about the Unit 910 groups already having their target list.
Yes.
And so who on earth would that target list consist of? It would have to be everybody that is not aligned with the pro-globalists.
Right, exactly. And we're not even talking... We're just talking about the Islamic threat,
right,
and them going active and being emboldened by these morons from Black Lives Matter and other communist groups that are showing support, rallying for support of, yep, Hamas. And, you know, they're saying we're going to go operational elsewhere in the world if Israel keeps up this campaign. Well, they're not going to let up. In fact, things have quite a potential to escalate. So now we've got the Chinese operatives also, which is a whole nother ballgame,
yep,
who are watching this. They're watching our military being sent off. They're watching our military being depleted,
yep,
and our borders open. And now we've got this division, this chaos in the United States because of this, you know, Palestinian threat division.
Right.
I mean, it's an opportunity potentially for them to decide it's time to go.
Well, and just like Russia, Russia used the Muslims to go into Ukraine first. I wouldn't, right, be surprised if the Chinese used them to go into the U.S. first, as far as starting the attacks first.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, anything's possible. Expect the unexpected. Be in prayer. Pray for the Republic and for Israel. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.